T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I just wanted to say this is the greatest show the Kansas City's ever had.
Woke up cold one Tuesday. I'm looking tired and feeling quite sick. I felt like there was something missing in my day-to-day life. So I quickly opened the wardrobe. Pulled out some jeans and a t-shirt that seemed clean. Topped it off with a pair of shoes.
It is good to be with you on this Monday afternoon. Story here from Channel 41. The the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department Accident Investigation Section. Who wrote that? Responded at 3 o'clock Saturday to 31st and Montgomery on a collision. Oh my. Resulting in life-threatening injuries. Police say a westbound Ford sedan, listen to this, ran over a bowling ball in the road.
Keep reading, it gets worse.
In an effort to dislodge the ball from under the vehicle, the driver's husband crawled underneath the sedan.
Now wait, Scott, let me say one thing before you, because this has to happen in a very bizarre chronological order, and I said only in Kansas City, Missouri. Woman is driving, boom, hits the bowling ball. The husband says to her, you stay here, opens the passenger door, gets out, gets under the car to try to move the bowling ball. As he is doing that, keep in mind the passenger door is open, some idiot jumps into the car to steal her purse.
Oh my.
Husband is under the carriage of the car. Idiot jumps in, steals her purse. She freaks out, starts screaming, and either takes her foot off.
So she accidentally accelerated.
The brake or hits the accelerator. Now explain what happened.
She ran over her husband at that point on accident.
Twice, I think.
Yeah, she heard him screaming. She obviously felt the car run over him and then.
Oh my gosh.
Panicked.
Listen to this. The woman heard him yell from under the car, so she backed up.
I know.
Which resulted in her running him over a second time.
I know.
This prompted the idiot bad guy to flee without the purse. He has not been located. The husband was taken to a local hospital. He's listed in critical condition originally. He's been upgraded to stable.
Stable condition. She hit him twice.
Ran over him. Wheel over body.
When the story can't get weirder, it just did.
No, it keeps reading. It does get worse.
Police say a male subject later came to East Patrol and admitted he threw the bowling ball in the path of the moving car.
So follow me here, because this is a little bit like A Fly Went By. If you remember that book from our childhood.
Right.
Idiot rolls a bowling ball into the street. I'm guessing it's going to be a teenager, because I cannot imagine who else would do that.
Intentionally in the path of a coming car.
Intentionally. Oh, let's roll a bowling ball and see if a car hits it. Car hits it. Car pulls over.
Because the ball is lodged underneath the car.
Husband gets out, leaves the door open. And the first thing I would say if this ever happens, God forbid, put your car in park. But the door is open. Bad guy runs in, which I don't even think, Scott, the bad guy is the bowling ball guy. I think bad guy and bowling ball guy don't even know each other. Bad guy jumps in, grabs her purse.
Tries to.
She's screaming. Foot comes off the brake. She runs over the husband. Purse snatcher's like, oh my God.
I'm out of here.
I'm out. Runs out.
She hears her husband screaming.
Hits reverse. Hits him again. And then the one thing I almost can't believe over all of it is someone wanders into East Patrol and says, yep, I'm the idiot that rolled the bowling ball.
If somebody had not been hurt, this would be a comedy of error.
Correct.
But somebody was really hurt, so it's not funny.
Critical but stable condition.
And at what point do you go, yeah, honey, go ahead and get under the car. I'll leave my foot on the brake. We don't need to park it. No parking
listen,
brake.
Listen, all kidding aside, I have said this to my children 1,000 times. Sophie got out of my car over the weekend. I was at KU briefly, my favorite place in the whole wide world. She gets out of the car briefly to pull something out of my trunk. And I think Jack was driving. And I go, put the car in park. All it takes is 1 foot coming off that brake or that accelerator and you're hitting somebody.
Yep. Wow.
From the text line. So, divorce?
No, but certainly one hell of an awkward Thanksgiving. Hi, honey, pass the salt, please.
I can't pass anything. My arms aren't working right now.
Remember that time you struck me with a car? Twice.
Time to go to the bathroom again, honey.
God. What do you charge the bowling ball roller with, by the way? I would say criminal mischief, but hell, without the bowling ball, there is no theft. Without the theft, there is no I hit my husband
now,
twice.
We don't know, by the way, we don't know that the thief was not the bowling ball roller.
You really think a purse snatcher is going to walk into a police station and say, I rolled a bowling ball, but I didn't steal a purse? No way. They are not the same person,
then
Scott.
Then why would anybody walk in and say, I'm the guy that rolled the bowling ball?
Because what's he's the not the guy that stole the purse.
And maybe he witnessed what went down.
And he probably and witnessed what went down.
With guilt.
And you tell your teenagers, this is why. You start out doing one thing, like throwing baloney at cars, and then it escalates into felony property damage.
You're still on that one.
Yeah, I am. I'm that mad.
Hanging on.
So,
did they get your daughter's car too?
My daughter was parked on the very end in front of a surveillance camera. By the grace of God, my daughter's car was not vandalized. Mm. What is bowling ball roller charged with? Because this is a cascading non-comedy of criminal errors that resulted from the bowling ball.
Certainly criminal mischief. You can get them probably on a misdemeanor damage to property.
Well, and what if the first car had hit the ball and kicked it up into,
you're
another
dead.
Car's windshield?
You're dead. You are dead. In fact, a friend of mine told me over the weekend her father, decades and decades and decades ago, was involved in a crash. It was a T-bone crash. Everyone was okay, but there was a bowling ball in the front seat of the other car. When the crash happened, the bowling ball flew up like a missile, hit a passenger in the back seat of the car, and killed them.
Oh, my.
And that's why I'm asking, you know, you might think, well, let's go roll a bowling ball into the street and see what happens, because you're an idiot. And then before you know it, a guy can't walk for the rest of his life.
What do they charge the people with that throw the rocks off of, like, bridges and cliffs and stuff?
Well, those aren't rocks. Those are mini boulders, man. Yeah.
Boulders and pumpkins, and it has been, Sam, murder, involuntary manslaughter.
Wow.
There have been several cases over the years here. It's another conversation to have with your teens.
Yep.
You think you're just going to do something stupid like throw a bowling ball, and then this cascading, awful crime starts piling up on top of your original crime.
Story here from NBC News. Man, they have taken smash and grab to a completely different level. Listen to this. You may have seen the video or seen the video on TV this morning. Dozens of looters descended on a Nordstrom store and stole merchandise Saturday night in a raid that was over within a minute, according to police in Walnut Creek, California. 80 people rushed into the store in the city's Broadway Plaza. Police spokesman said that an employee was pepper sprayed, two others were punched and kicked. All three sustained minor injuries. The suspects, all 80 of them, were in and out of the store, which was open at the time, within 1 minute. This story from NBC News.
1 minute.
Less than a minute. This story from NBC News says that they took an undetermined amount of merchandise. I have seen follow-up stories that put the loss at over $100,000.
So tell me exactly what they did.
Okay, here we go. Jody Hernandez, a reporter for NBC Bay Area, was near the store when the raid took place. people in cars, okay? She tweeted that about 25 cars blocked the street outside of the Nordstrom.
Oh, my God.
They roll 80 people roll up in 25 cars. People in the cars rushed into the store, jumped right back into the cars, and sped off with whatever they could grab in 60 seconds or less. And again, some are saying that the total is more than $100,000. Hernandez, Jody Hernandez, a reporter, said it appeared that most looters got away. A video that she took showed police officers arresting and handcuffing some people. An officer can also be seen pointing a weapon at one of the drivers.
Stop right there. That was 1 minute. When you started telling that story to the time you just stopped, that is how quick they were in and out.
Three people have been arrested.
Three?
Mm-hmm.
There were 25 cars there.
80 people. But you only have so many police. I mean, how many?
I want to hear from our listeners on this. I have made the case this whole year with these organized crime ring sprees. And make no mistake, this is organized. It is a pyramid. Bad actors at the top of the pyramid hire these idiots to go steal a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
They pay the tweakers pennies on the dollar for the merchandise at CVS, things like liquor, razors, hair color, the high dollar stuff. And then the people at the top of this pyramid, after paying pennies on the dollar to the actual thieves, go online on their Facebook Marketplace store and they sell the stuff. And one man in Minnesota this year, they caught him with, was it $4 million worth mm-hmm. of stolen crap
yep.
in a storefront family video store where he was housing all of this stuff. And it's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars.
You have pallets of it.
I am telling you, we are coming to a point where not only CVS is just starting to close stores down because it's not worth it.
900.
They are going to change the way we shop because this keeps happening.
576-7798. How do you stop it? How do you stop it? I know it all starts at home. I get that. Well, it's out of the house. Okay, so now we need to work on stopping it. How do you even stop this kind of stuff? And then you wonder why some stores just say, screw it, we're going online. Screw the brick and mortar, we're going online. 576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks. Don't forget, we got Jam or No Jam at 3:45 this afternoon. Intro in rock history right there. All right, welcome back. We're talking about the smash and grab to end all smash and grabs. This one occurred over the weekend in Walnut Creek, California. Outside of a Nordstrom's, 25 cars roll up. From those 25 cars, 80 soon-to-be thieves jump out. 80. They run into the Nordstrom's. They're in there for less than 60 seconds. To say that this was planned would be a disservice to the word planned. It was horribly well orchestrated. They all were in and out in less than 60 seconds, grabbing anything and everything that they could. 80 people out of the cars, 77 got back in.
And keep in mind, police caught three of them. Nothing's going to happen to those three people. It's really not. I mean, theft.
Okay.
And the bigger picture here, again, you got to look from 3,000 feet, not 30 feet here, is who is at the top of this pyramid paying them to do all of these things so that they can then go online and make millions selling stolen goods to you on places like Facebook Marketplace.
Let's go to Liberty. We'll start with Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Dana.
Hey.
Unfortunately, you said it's the smash and grab to end all smash and grabs. Nah, it's just started. Remember when they took the 10 or 15 cars to the Mercedes dealership and they all jumped out, and they busted the glass and went into the Mercedes dealership, got the keys.
Yes.
Got the safe that actually had the keys.
Yes, I do remember.
With 20 or 25 vehicles, and they're gone. It's just the beginning.
But let me ask you this, Dave. I agree with you, but except one thing. With cars, it is a lot harder to get away with that. With reselling a car that, first of all, you can't title, you can't register. Well, where did you get it? Well, I can't really say. The VIN number is going to come back to a stolen car and mega felony. With clothing, it's like they're killing the industry one small drip at a time. Does that make sense? But, like,
well, you have to remember, though. Remember the story that you guys just reported a couple days ago with the kid that got popped with $30,000 worth of rental vehicle charges.
Yes.
Because they stole the vehicle and they have somewhere to take it, and then the thing goes overseas. So as soon as you've got somebody at the top that has already manipulated the system to where they can load cars into cargo containers and ship them overseas, and no one knows the difference. And plus, there's a lot more money in that.
Sure.
You know, as compared to the $100,000 smash and grab. What happens when they decide to do this to an Amazon warehouse?
It's a good question, man. It's a damn good question. Doug in Ottawa. Doug, hello.
Hey, love the show.
God bless. Thank you, man. Appreciate you saying that.
You know, all this started back when we had the riots and stuff, and people realized that they're not going to get punished for it.
Yep.
So it just moved on and evolved until we come up with some laws in this country that will deal with these people, like you said. The ones that got caught, nothing's going to happen to. Well, publicly do something to them to show them this kind of behavior ain't going to be tolerated in this country.
I agree, but Doug, let me stop you there. The people that are going in and stealing from CVS, okay, even if you catch those people, I have been told they will steal just up to $1,000, Scott. It's $990. And they know nothing's going to happen because at that point, either the store says it's not worth it to prosecute. They need to figure out how to catch the big fish to stop the little fish from stealing for the big fish. And I think that way is you go into CVS and there's no longer liquor on the store shelves. You tell them behind the counter, I would like one bottle of red wine. And they bring it out and you pay for it.
Well, but then you just go to a liquor store. You can't put in a liquor store. You can't put all the liquor behind the counter.
To start to change the way we shop. It has to.
Was this Nordstrom's in California by chance?
Yes, Walnut Creek.
They did recently raise the felony limit for theft in California.
They raised the felony limit for theft. Well, that's ridiculous. It needs to come back down.
576-7798. Quick break for the news. 576-7798. We'll get to the rest of you in just a moment, right after a quick break for the news. Don't forget, we got Jam or No Jam at 3:45.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Tonight.
text line, you're right. I get it. We need to crack down on this stuff. We need to get tougher. Some are saying on the text line, there needs to be a mandatory prison sentence of 5 years for doing what was done over the weekend at the Nordstrom's in Walnut Creek, California. Okay, fine.
And put them where?
Exactly. We are the most incarcerated country on the planet. To put these suit thieves and jewelry thieves at a Nordstrom's in prison, we're either going to need to build more prisons, sure, or let out people who then run through a crowd in
I was just going to say, be careful.
Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Be careful what you ask for, because at the top of the show, we reminded everyone that that idiot who murdered five people along that parade route was released on bond 2 days ago.
And a small bond at that,
$1,000. He's the one that should be in prison.
And he is the one who's going to prison for the rest of his life.
Correct.
But we already
are letting, we're already letting out really bad people.
Right.
I'm not saying you don't put these people in prison, but you're going to have to figure out who we let out. And it can't be the guy that mowed down all those people in Wisconsin.
576-7798. Dana's favorite. Let's go to Jim in Topeka. Hello, hello.
Yes, it's me again.
Hi, Jim.
Grumpy old man alert.
I love my grumpy old man conversations with Jim. You go right ahead.
Well, they need to do community service and restitution, having to pay for the stuff that they took. But you have to apprehend them at the stores. You can't worry about the big fish out there pulling in these stupid people to do the dirty work for them. You have simply got to stop them at the store. When we started allowing people to walk out with whatever that we wanted, whatever that they wanted to walk out with, we invited this behavior.
I agree, but Jim, who, when you say we have to stop the shoplifter in CVS, it can't be the 80-year-old woman at the cash register on my CVS on State Line. Are you suggesting we hire armed security in all of those stores?
Well, here's an idea borrowing from the 70s and 80s of the Guardian Angels. If we have to form civilian groups that go in the rest of it to say, wait a minute here, we will help protect you, maybe we have to start looking at that, because us grumpy old men are tired of...
I know. But Jim, who gets to pick the people that go in the store? I mean, I would not want the three men who chased down Ahmaud Arbery looking over my CVS. I wouldn't want a bunch of gun-happy people out for vigilante justice, you know, looking over a CVS. Agree. That's how people get hurt.
I will agree with that. There's quite a screening process that you kind of got to go through, and a training process that you had to go through even to be a guardian angel in its day.
Sure.
So there is some qualifications to that and some caveats to it. But if the cops are not willing to do it, the businesses have to start wanting it to stop. And we've got to stop the stuff just leaving the shelf and walking out, because we don't want to do anything else about it. My condolences to the society, because it is unraveling fast.
Jim, always good to hear your voice, my friend. Thank you for calling. Sally in Overland Park. Hello, Sally.
Hi there. So it's not just kids. I used to work at a major nationwide retailer.
Okay.
And there are gangs of people. And what they do is they go in, they'll just take you'll see them return stuff, and it's like every size. They'll bring in six sweaters, and there's a large and a medium and a small, where they just picked up the whole stack and walked out with it. But what they do is they come back and they get the merchandise credit. And then they go online and they sell those merchandise credits.
Oh, they're selling
and
the credits.
Get cash, yes. They go to another store, or even sometimes the same store at a later shift or another day, and they return the merchandise.
Let me ask you this, Sally.
We had something from national headquarters that had a woman's picture and whatever. They had tracked her. She had over $200,000 in merchandise credits.
$200,000 in credits?
Yeah. And
okay.
There was a gang that we knew operated between St. Louis, Kansas City, Omaha, and Des Moines. And we knew who they were. They would come in the store, and we'd start try following them around. And but you can't, you know, you're not allowed
to engage
after them.
Right.
Yeah. And so you are right. It's killing retailers. So, I mean, it's terrible, but it's not. These people are professional. Yeah, I'm sure there are kids that go in CVS, but there are professionals that go to all the major retailers and steal them blind.
It's, and I would be so worried they would be armed as well, Sally. Let me ask you this. A few years ago, I noticed when I took something back to Target, they wanted my driver's license. I didn't have the receipt. I'm not a serial merchandise returner, but they wanted my driver's license and they keyed in my information and they said, okay, yes, we'll take this back. Here's a Target card. And I turned right around and I bought groceries with it. How does it get to a point where one woman has $200,000 in merchandise credits? Because if I'm getting keyed into a system in Target for bringing back something once, you would think there would be a way to say, okay, you want to bring this back in 9 different sizes, the same sweater. We're putting you in our database and you get one of these a year.
Well, but the Target database doesn't share with the Walmart database.
Well, but if all of the retailers started keeping tracks on this, would that not help?
Yes, it probably would. Although, of course, we know you can get fake IDs on the dark web for a buck, right? You know, it's the, but not all stores have those. I saw a woman who lives in Lawrence. We know that because we would see her address. Sometimes she would have to pull out her license.
Right.
She was a repeat offender. And one time she opened, because occasionally she would buy something. And I think some of them do that so that you're never sure, right? Are they buying or not? Because if you accuse them of stealing and they were actually buying, you could get sued, right? Yeah. So she opened her purse, and I bet you there were 100 merchandise credit cards that from our store in her purse. I could not believe it. It was unbelievable. And we followed her around, but I know she could still get stuff. I mean, when they go in the dressing room, you know, you can't ask them to disrobe. You know,
Sally, appreciate the call. Thank you for it. David in Overland Park. David, hello.
Hi. I do have an idea for who we should let out to put these people in for 5 years. We should let out the offenders who are on nonviolent, something like the offenders who are in for child support, the offenders who need to, you know, pay someone.
But,
because, I mean, how are they going to pay them in prison in first place?
But then these people are also nonviolent technically, aren't they?
Well, technically they are nonviolent, but we need to, you know, these financial crimes are even worse than not paying child support, which, I mean, the whole child support thing is a whole nother can of worms. But, you know, those people, I mean, how are they going to pay if they're not, if they're in there for 10 years?
Okay. Do appreciate the call. Jim in Sibley, looks like you get the last word on this one. Jim, hello.
Okay, yeah, a couple ideas. You don't get in a store unless you have a super shopper card with that store. And you put more people at the front entrance to control who goes in. I even saw some of this at the big box stores with COVID, that they were actually counting heads as we entered to make sure they didn't go over capacity in the store.
Wait, hang on. Let me parse this one for you. So, like, a membership every time you go into the store?
Yeah, Costco style. Works for Costco.
Well, true, but that's Sam's one Club. Card, or Sam's Club. I mean, that's two cards. Today alone, I've already been in two different stores and may go into a third one before the day's out, and that's just what I do on a daily basis.
Yeah, well, they may do that. Another option is one of the big stores ends with Mart. I haven't heard how successful they were. They've tried an experimental store about 2 years ago on the outskirts of Chicago, and it's delivery only. You send your list in, more or less like the grocery pickup, but it's for everything in the store. No customer goes in that store. Everything comes out to the car.
Now, that may be, right there, what you just said, may be where we're headed. I could see that. Where you have a brick and mortar store, but you got to order everything online and then come and pick it up.
Yeah.
But let me just make this quick point. The idea of a membership, especially around the holiday season, let's say I want to go to Barnes & Noble to get a gift for my mom. I'm going to go to Walmart to get some stocking stuffers.
Okay.
I'm going to go to Kohl's to get some clothes for the kids, sure, or for whomever. I mean, I would have to carry a separate wallet that just has the cards, yeah, to get into every and any store that I need to get into. And don't browse on the plaza.
Can't we just do it like the TSA where you have pre-check? So you go to some clearinghouse, right? And they look you up, Scott, and you don't have 9 convictions for theft. You get to go in.
You get the "you don't suck as a human being" card.
Yes.
Which gets you into any and every
store. Right. It's like a hall pass because you're not a jerk.
But once you suck at becoming
a human
being,
take it away. You do not get that card.
You lose your privileges on the card.
Bingo.
That says you don't suck at being a human being.
Bingo.
See the world problems that we solve on a daily basis.
When we get back, as promised,
jam or no jam,
we're going to do a little jam or no jam. And then coming up later on Dana and Parks, this little piggy went to market and this little piggy didn't come home. And now police are looking for the little piggy. I'm going to tell you what happened to him, and please bring him back. Speaking of jerks, we'll talk about that coming up.
Will Starrett is in the house, though. Jam or no jam when we return. That might be a jam. Ladies and gentlemen, it is our favorite time. It is time for jam or no jam with the one and the only anchor of Kansas City's morning news, Will Starrett. Will Starrett, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon. How's everybody?
Hello, dear. It's so good to hear your voice.
I miss you so much.
I miss you. I feel like I want you to read me my news.
Well, you know, how about this wonderful tidbit? I'm on vacation this week, but just for you.
Dude, I didn't know. I didn't.
Yeah,
I'm
so sorry.
Just
for you, because I want to tell everyone that there were listeners begging you to bring jam or no jam to the morning news. I laughed so hard over the weekend. If you want to tell everyone why that might not be possible.
It might be a little bit of a tough segue to, you know, pull off coming out of a story about how, you know, two people are dead in an overnight house fire, and then have a clip come in and we go, Smokey Robinson cruising, that's a jam. Might not work so well.
Are you ready to play? Because we are ready.
I was born ready.
All right, here we go. You know the rules, everybody. We play 3/10 of a second of a song, and Will Starrett will identify the song, artist, and title, and then tell you if it is a jam or if it is not a jam. Mr. Starrett, are you ready?
I will render judgment. Yes, I'm ready.
Song number one, here it comes.
I'm going to get, is that Love Stinks from the Jay Giles Band?
That is not. You need a little bit more on that.
I'm going to need a little more, yeah.
Okay, you ready? Here it comes.
Ready. Sister Christian, Night Ranger. It's a little hard.
No, there's too many drums in that, Scott. Let's play.
The drums aren't the issue.
Is it the electric guitar in there?
The electric guitar poses most problems.
Yeah. Does it walk right up to the journey line for you?
Oh, it kind of crosses the journey line.
So you're saying it's not a jam?
I'm saying I like it, but it's not a jam.
Okay.
It's too hard for, you know, to get that tag.
Right on. All right. Sam, whenever you're ready, 3/10 of 1 second of any song.
I know this one. I know that it's a Chicago track.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Is that Along Comes a Woman?
If
so,
if
it's
were?
A jam. It'd be a jam. I like you. I like you digging back in the styrofoam cooler to get those songs that we forgot about. You know, I mean, that is where we stored vinyl back in the day, wasn't it?
Yes. Are you ready?
Ready.
Song number three. Here it comes. 3/10 of 1 second. Will Starrett.
Sometimes love just ain't enough. Don Henley, Patti Smyth, jam.
Wow.
Baby, you don't have to take the fall.
Damn.
Can we just have a moment about how good that is?
It makes it sound like thunder. It makes it
feel
like
way.
Rain.
Way, yeah.
Wow. Sam, whenever you're ready.
One More Night, Phil Collins, total jam.
Please give me one.
Killing it. Killing it as always, my friend. Even on your day off. I love it.
Thank you.
Here we go.
I never take the game face off, you know.
Here we go. You ready?
Ready.
Listen closely. Three tenths.
I have an idea.
Okay, go with it.
My guess is Johnny Hates Jazz, Shattered Dreams.
No.
I know okay. It because this was in the Spencer soundtrack.
Do you need three tenths more?
I guess I need three tenths more.
Here it is.
It's way too loud. I couldn't make that out.
Okay, here we go. Hang on. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, All I Need is a Miracle. Mike and the Mechanics. You know that's a jam.
All I need is a miracle. All I need is you. I never had any time.
Can you see the Genesis spin-off solo act theme that we're going with today?
Yeah, I see where this is going. I do. But I must ask. Is that a part of Parks' Cool and Easy playlist?
That because one happens to be on the Cool and Easy playlist, yes.
I was going to say, it sounds like something for the Cool and Easy playlist.
Where every song is cool.
But not necessarily every song is easy.
That's right. Nerds. Sam, when you're ready, man.
Oh, Something About You from Level 42 is a suit rock jam.
Good.
I feel like not enough love was shown to those late 80s European bands that all wore suits. You know, like Level 42 and Johnny Hates Jazz.
Cutting Crew.
And all that. Yes. I mean, that is its own subgenre. Just like yacht rock, it is suit rock.
Suit rock.
Suit rock deserves to be a thing. Robert Palmer was the patron saint of suit rock. Ooh, a Drive from the Cars is a jam.
Talking.
When you scream.
Dude, I was trying to catch you off for a second.
Sometimes, you know, you can sneak one by me, and sometimes, you know, I just miss right in the middle of broad daylight.
Wow.
But hey, sometimes it works.
Sam, you got one more, do you? That could be anything.
That one was a little tough. I'm going to need a little more. Ooh, I'll Be Alright Without You from Journey. Total jam.
Alright, we got one last one for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready as I'm going to get.
Alright, here it comes. 3/10 of 1 second. And by the way, happy Thanksgiving. And thank you so much.
Same to you. I hope you have a wonderful holiday.
Same to you. All the best to you and your family, and we love you very much.
Likewise.
Here's your last one. That's a tough one.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Okay, here it comes.
Ooh. Ooh. I'm going to need one more.
All right. That's all right.
Oh, I Just Called to Say I Love You. Stevie Wonder. Jam. July. No harvest
moon to light. One tender August night. All right, man, we got to run. God love you, brother.
You have a great, wonderful Thanksgiving, and I saw your social media post last night. Will stared. It makes my heart happy. All of our best to you.
Thank you, thank you, and not as happy as my heart is, so thank you.
Right on, man. God bless. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the great Will Stared with Jam or No Jam.
No Libra sun. No Halloween, no giving thanks to...
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.